Blackstone Audio presents Rachel's Holiday by Marion Keyes. For Tony. 1. They said I was a drug addict. I found that hard to come to terms with. I was a middle-class, convent-educated girl whose drug use was strictly recreational, and surely drug addicts were thinner. It was true that I took drugs, but what no one seemed to understand was that my drug use wasn't any different from their having a drink or two on a Friday night after work. They might have a few vodkas and tonic and let off a bit of steam. I had a couple of lines of cocaine and did likewise. As I said to my father and my sister's husband, and eventually the therapists of the cloisters, if cocaine was sold in liquid form, in a bottle, would you complain about me taking it? Well, would you? No, I bet you wouldn't. I was offended by the drug addict allegation, because I was nothing like one. Apart from the track marks on their arms, they had dirty hair, constantly seemed cold, did a lot of shoulder hunching, wore cheap sneakers that looked like they'd been bought in Woolworths, and were, as I've already mentioned, thin. I wasn't thin. Although it wasn't for the want of trying, I spent plenty of time on the Stairmaster at the gym, but no matter how much I Stairmastered, genetics had the final say. If my father had married a dainty little woman, I might have had a very different life. Very different thighs, certainly. Instead, like my two older sisters, Claire and